Le an petu ki ha. Wo agala king tayon ka. Si changu oyan ke ki heta ha. Ti osh pae. Wak peluta ti osh pae heta ha. Ima chage. Na ha trungashi la wae ki ha. Matro wa ha changa e chi api. Bear shield. Ho na ha. Un chi wae ki. Itazi pa wi chakhiwi e chi api. Takes the bow away. It's my grandma's name. And my mother's name is Anawizipiwi. Jealous of her is her Indian sacred name. And these are all sacred names that we carry in Lakota life. And my dad's name is Brush Breaker, which means breaking of a brush limb to save his people. That's one of the sacred names that he carried for his father. And I was chosen as a adoption of a relative. They gave me the name of Oyate Akitapiwi. Nation woman is my name. And today I live that life, and I think I'm doing the best I can for my people, and the sacredness of my name carries me through the life of my life. I live the life of my teachings of my elders, my unchi, and my ina, and my ate, and kaka, and the teaching that they gave me and the understanding of the way of life, I have lived that life. Of course, I went to school and I was educated enough to walk with other societies that I have to walk with through life, but weaving in my Lakota way of life with the society of life that I have to walk, I think I'm doing a great way of life for my children and teaching them how to understand who they are and what they are gifted with. So today I sit here and talk about who I am and where I come from. Matueki slowly ayape. Everything that I do in life as a Lakota Wia and a giver of life, I have to pray and think about it and pray so that what I say or what I want to teach my children would be this in a sacred way where they can carry on without, you know, it, the help to the help of the people they're going to serve. Huh. Unchi, Ashna, Wana pejuta okea piktehanta. There's a season for gathering of roots. And that was one of the things that we have to follow very closely because there's a season for everything we live by. And even the gathering of fruits or plants that we need to use for doctoring our children and our whoever needs to be doctored. And my grandma goes out and she takes whoever is around as grandchildren. She gathers us and she prays with us before we go out. And when she finds a plant that she's looking for, she has us children stand around that plant and pray so that when she digs that plant out and she puts back the dirt, there will be another plant coming up for the survival of the people that would be looking for the plant. So this is one way, and it's usually in the late spring, maybe in the June month, she takes us out to look for plants. There are plants that we can use for our sore throat, like every child needs little medication every once in a while, you know, to... Cold is one of the most common things that is with the children. But at that time, we didn't have no diseases of any kind that was so harmful today to our human race. Maybe it was because of how sparsely we were living, or why we create those diseases, I do not know. Maybe something that we don't know, but I think our grandmas at that time, they don't only just prepare it with their hands and stuff, but they always pray. They always had a spiritual part of the making of the medication and administrating the medicine, you know. They ask the Great Spirit to watch over the child or look after the child because they're taking the medication. And so administrating part of it, you know, it's always, and preparing part of it is always part of the spiritual way of asking, you know. And of course, we the Lakotas, we live in the creation of the Great Spirit. And we believe that very dearly, you know. I give Matrakoja a lot of advice to carry her child with prayers while she's developing that child in her, to have good thoughts, good understanding, not to be getting mad or, you know, using bad words, because it affects the growth of that child she's carrying. And when that child is born, she would, you know, be happy that she has helped that child, another generation, to have a good life, good way of life. So